This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, special broadcast today from Bemidji Woolen Mills. 100 years of excellence. It's good enough for Paul Bunyan, and I'd be good enough for you, for crying out loud. And Bill Batchelder is our fine host here today. Thank you, sir. This has been so darn fun to meet so many great folks here, right?
Absolutely. A lot of very classy and wonderful businessmen, patriots, women. We have the next mayor of Bemidji, George Prince, and his mother and his father here. It's just a wonderful time in Bemidji, Minnesota.
We're having a great time. And, of course, we got to make Bemidji great again, too.
And I don't know if you just heard, but there was 100 logging trucks and patriots that just came right in front of Bemidji Woolen Mills, and they're doing a hot lap in downtown Bemidji in support of President Trump's visit in Bemidji today.
Wow, incredible. Well, this hour, we're going to talk with Hogan Gidley. Hogan is the National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign and an old friend of Bill and I, because he was Rick Santorum's press secretary years ago. A good guy.
Great guy.
Good guy. Got to know him many, many years ago, but he does a great job for the president. Look forward to our chat with him. We have someone joining us from the campaign to kind of give us the logistics. If you're driving up, where do I go? You know, when do I need to be there by? You know, all of those details. And we're going to meet some more folks from Bemidji here, so we'll have a grand time. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Action Movers. You know what? If you're looking for a move estimate, just want to know, what's it going to cost me? So easy with Action Movers. They now offer virtual moving quotes. So you meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone, your convenience, and or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Moving is stressful enough. You don't want the actual move to be stressful. It won't be if you call my friends at Action Movers. Get same-day estimates, honest, straightforward answers. Pricing's very simple. Whether moving your home, office, or employees, they can help you every step of the way. They do it locally. They do it nationally. They do it across the globe. They make moving easy. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit them online at actionmovers.com. Veteran-owned, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Remember that. You do have a choice. You know, we talk a lot about hot spring spas and pool tables, too. And there's a Bemidji location. And so, we got to have our friends from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, on. Stop by and see us. Mark, right?
Yes.
Mark, how are you?
Very good.
Good to see you. How's things going?
It's going good. It's that time of year. Things are cooling off, and everyone's ready for their saunas and hot tubs.
So you sold so many of these saunas that they're almost impossible to keep in now. If I come in today, you're going to say, okay, I'll bring it to you a month or two. I mean, it's going to be a while, but it'll be worth the wait, right?
For you, Scotty, we'll figure it out anytime. But, yes, it is a pretty good wait on saunas, but we have them coming in.
I have one. You know, Now I forgot the model name, but not the El Grande, but the next one down.
Oh, of hot tub you're talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it'd probably be the Envoy or Vanguard.
Vanguard. There
Vanguard,
you go.
Yes.
So it's the Vanguard. And I'm telling you, folks, you know, you can feel like your bones are creaking and, you know, your dogs are barking and you're just feeling a little worn out. When you go into the tub, you come out of that tub totally reinvigorated.
Absolutely. We say you're better coming out than when you got in.
Saunas as well, and the hot tubs too. So where are you at here in Bemidji?
We are right on Middle School Road, right to the east of Donlinger's, south of Culver's, Home Depot. Right over in that area of town.
That's fantastic. Well, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Scott.
And if you're coming to Bemidji, make a stop at Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, part of that as well. Speaking of Donlinger, he mentioned that's a Chevrolet dealership that's out by the airport. They did something rather interesting to welcome the president, Bill. What did they do?
It's unbelievable. So a huge Bemidji shout-out to Wayne and Timmy Donlinger. Many people don't know they started right next door to Bemidji Woolen Mills, just to the south. And in 1974, Wayne Donlinger walked in and handed the keys to my father, of a brand new Chevrolet pickup. My father, at 92 years of age, proud, has driven Chevrolet products his whole life, and was the first car that Wayne Dondlinger ever sold in Bemidji. And now when President Trump flies into runway 31 coming in the final approach, he'll look off to the right, and all of the cars in the parking lot spell out Trump. And then 2 seconds later, he's going to see the 50-foot billboard, "Welcome to Bemidji, President Trump." Historic moment for Bemidji, first sitting president in the history of the United States of America to visit Bemidji.
I love it. More with Bill and the team here coming up in just a couple of minutes. We are pleased to be joined in person by the chair of the Republican Party in Minnesota, Jennifer Carnahan. How are you?
Doing well. Great to be with you.
Good to see you. So I imagine, you know, the president's been here a few times, so it's not getting old, but to have him in Bemidji is pretty darn cool.
It's very special that the president chose Bemidji for this visit. This is his sixth time to Minnesota since he took the oath of office. And it's by no coincidence that he chose this area, because this is such an important part of the state, just overall to the vibrancy of Minnesota, but also we've seen so many positive trends and shifts in Republican directions, especially in northern Minnesota over the past several election cycles, that we have all the optimism as we move forward these last 47 days to make history.
Can the enthusiasm that you just literally feel in every bone in your body, and what I'm hearing about Bemidji and really throughout western Minnesota, can that translate to a win for the president, knowing what you're facing in the way of headwinds in the cities?
Oh, absolutely. Because when you go back and look at the president's results in 2016, he was short by 44,000 votes, but he won 78 of Minnesota's 87 counties. And when you actually take out Hennepin and Ramsey and look at the 85 other counties in Minnesota, he was upwards of plus 200,000 votes. And that's pretty historic, because it shows that there are folks out there that maybe were Democrat before, but they like the president, they came out for him. There are individuals that never voted before or aren't reliable voters that came out for the president because they believe in his message, they believe in his strength of America and standing behind our country, and we're seeing it all over the place. And especially up here, on my drive up, I passed so many Trump signs.
Oh, it's crazy.
You're seeing people with flags on their cars. You can just feel the enthusiasm in the air, and the fact that there are already, I think I was told, 600 cars in the parking lot when the doors don't even open until 3 o'clock today. I'm sure thousands of more people will descend upon this city. And then you go look at the flip side, Joe Biden over in Duluth, and it's crickets. There's a massive enthusiasm gap. Nobody's showing up for him. You don't see Biden flags. You don't see Biden signs. So where are the people?
No. Well, and you know, in all fairness, who wants to come see somebody drool and stumble on their words? I mean, how could there be any enthusiasm? It's crazy. When is his event in Duluth today?
I'm not sure what time it is, but we just got notification that now they're doing closed press. So they're not even allowing the media into his event. So the campaign strategy by Biden's team is completely lost on me. You know, we've had the Trump campaign on the ground here since June of 19. We've been covering every corner of the state. This team has passed 3 million direct voter contacts, and that's going to grow exponentially over these last 47 days of the election. Our folks are out. Thousands of volunteers are getting engaged and, you know, wanting to come out and help all of our candidates. And on their side, he just started his operation a couple months ago, and you don't see anything. They keep hiding behind Zoom. They're saying, oh, we're making text, you know, we're sending text messages. We're doing emails. It's like, well, great. We're doing text messages. We're doing emails. We're doing media. But we're also knocking on people's doors, talking to them on a one-on-one environment, making those phone calls.
How's the door knocking going?
It's incredible, actually. I think there's a big misnomer out there that people are making this assumption that Hennepin and Ramsey are just going to be a bloodbath for the president, and I don't actually think that's the case. Last weekend, I went out and door knocked for several candidates in the suburban areas. I was in White Bear Lake and Maple Grove, and we hit a lot of doors, and I will tell you, you know, those silent supporters that maybe they're afraid to tell their friends and neighbors or say anything at work, they were sure as heck telling us when we came to the doors, like, you guys go, thank you for doing the hard work, and we're going to be standing with the president when we vote.
That's great to hear. What do you want folks to know that are coming to Bemidji for tonight's event? What do they need to know?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. So the folks that have, you know, confirmed tickets and passes to get in, that parking, that entrance opens up at 2 p.m. So we're telling everyone, get to the parking lot early, right, because there's already 600 cars.
Right, this is by Sanford Hospital.
Sanford Hospital. They have to shuttle in. So just be prepared for long lines because everyone's got to go through the, you know, security and take the temperature check. So it's going to be a little bit longer to get in. So just be patient with it. And I think the doors close around 6-ish and the president should land shortly thereafter. And we're excited for him to be here. I mean, this is historic on so many levels. And the other important thing people have to remember is today in Minnesota is the first day early voting opens. And so we want to encourage folks that aren't going to go to the polls in person for whatever reason, request your absentee ballot. We need to make sure every Republican, every voter's voice is heard. So get your ballot requested. Get out there and vote.
Thank you, Jennifer Carnahan, for leading the Republican Party so ably in the great state of Minnesota and for another wonderful event today. Thanks.
4 more years.
There you go. Let's do it. Here, let's give it up for Jennifer Carnahan. How about that, folks? Yeah, there we go. There we go. Exactly right. Brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons today in Bemidji. And if you give H.A. Thompson & Sons a call, they can tell you about all the options to add to your current HVAC equipment and have a great cleaning product. H-A-T-N-7.
Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6. Hear from leading healthcare experts, Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, plus DJ and Dell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, freedom health, competition, and the truth about vaccines. This is a once-in-a-lifetime educational event. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health September 19th at the Bismarck Event Center.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get three t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $12, too, at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA.
Back to the phones we go. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, where are you at?
Hey, Scott. Today we are over in Fargo, actually, West Fargo over in Horace, doing some bursting over here. We've got a couple different projects going on. We got the HDD division doing some boring, and we're checking out some sewer lines here. Going to see if we're going to reline them or if we're going to burst them and pull some new pipe in there for the customer.
Red Trenchless is your headache-free solution for trenchless residential and commercial drilling technology. And tell us a little bit about trenchless technology. What does that mean?
Basically, trenchless means you're going to eliminate the headache, the mess. You're not going to see all the dirt. The grass won't be tore up. We're going to go below all that stuff. It's very painless, and it's a very quick, easy process.
That means less disruption of traffic, business, of life. So go to reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call for an estimate, 701-204-0404.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
PetroServe USA studios are on the road today. We came to Bemidji, Minnesota because, well, that's where the President of the United States is coming. He'll be here about 8 hours from now, land on Air Force One in Bemidji, Minnesota, and make some history because it is the first time ever a President of the United States has visited Bemidji, Minnesota. Is that cool or what? And PetroServe USA would love to have you stop and see him whenever you're traveling, you're out there on the road, you may be heading this way. If you're Valley City today, their pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine specials today. That's right. That's the lunch special. A hardware today, two sloppy joes and chips. Nothing like a good old-fashioned sloppy joe. I love those. 12th Avenue Fargo location, chicken bacon ranch sandwich, or West Main Avenue West Fargo, the pulled pork sandwich. Two sides in a bun come with every special. It's home cooking, and it's grab-and-go convenience. And you're going to love it. PetroServe USA. You can stock up today, too, on Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, 3 for $7.50. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. The press secretary for the president's campaign, Hogan Gidley, back with us on What's On Your Mind. Hogan, how are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks so much for having me back on again. I appreciate it.
Are you coming to Minnesota tonight?
I don't think so. I think I'm stuck here in D.C., but I heard last night was like a record low temperature, 1929. It was set in 29 degrees last night. It was set in 1929. And I was on a radio show earlier in which they said it was 29 last night above. And I thought, the fact you have to differentiate between above and below zero in Minnesota tells me all I need to know about the climate in Minnesota, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. And we actually have a little cabin here, and I thought, well, I'll just come up the night before and stay in the cabin and broadcast the show from here today. We're Bemidji Woolen Mills, a place that you know quite well from the Santorum campaign.
Right.
And I forgot, no insulation and no heater. So that 29 outside was about 25 inside, I think, is what it was. But it was a little chilly. Here's a guy I think you know, Bill Batchelder, the famous architect of the Santorum sweater vest, is here. Your friend Hogan's on the phone.
Hello, Hogan. I just got to tell you, and the listeners in North Dakota, a week ago, I dug in my phone and went way, way back to 2012, and I found Hogan's telephone number. I called him up. It wasn't even done ringing one time, and Hogan goes, "Hello, Bemidji. The president's coming." And now there's a man of integrity, Hogan Gidley, worked for President Rick Santorum that we all loved dearly. We still
wasn't quite president, but almost.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
candidate.
Could get by that blue blood Romney if he would have. You know,
exactly.
Probably would have been president. But
but who keeps their phone number for all those years and then picks up on the first ring when you're probably, I don't know, you're probably in the White House getting ready to go in the Oval Office meeting. But Hogan, thank you from a distance, and great to be on Scott's radio show today.
It was the only place in America we could find someone to make the sweater vests in America. It's incredible. It showed you how bad the economy was, how bad the job market was under the Biden administration. You could not find a place to produce something like a sweater vest, and Bemidji was the place that could do it. And so that's where we got the vest from. We wanted everything made in America, of course. It was interesting because we have some ads out now talking about how Biden embraced China and everything went from made in America to made in China. It's true. And Bemidji is a great example of some strong American workers. And now that this president has put policies in place that allow manufacturing and farmers and ranchers to thrive, we're going to continue to see record highs in the stock market as we scratch our claw our way out of this China virus.
Yeah, it's a good point that the issues that put Donald Trump in the White House have been around for a while. That's what people forget.
Joe Biden's been around for a while.
Yeah, 47 years, but he's going to fix everything. What did you think of his town hall last night? By the way, we need to tell folks about this. This is very weird because ABC said we would like a town hall, 90 minutes, with President Trump and with Joe Biden. President Trump says yes, does it with snarky George Stephanopoulos, has to go through all of that and every stacked deck question, everything else. Joe Biden says, "I'm too busy. I can't do it. Not going to do it." And then instead goes over to Anderson Cooper, I guess, so he could give him the questions, Hogan, or what was that all about?
Well, look, it's pretty obvious Joe Biden can't handle tough questions. He uses a teleprompter from his basement 9 times out of 10 to answer them, and even then it's a problem because someone forgets to roll up the teleprompter, so he can't even read off of that thing properly. Look, this president's not afraid of anybody in the media. He's transparent. He's the most accessible president we've ever had in modern history. The way he goes in and takes questions, and it's fascinating to me because 95% of the coverage on this president is negative. I mean, he does a peace deal, for heaven's sakes, the first one we've seen in decades with Israel and Arab countries, and they don't say a thing about it. they literally left it off their home pages of the website, or it was buried at the bottom, not top of the fold in the printed paper. I mean, it's so amazing what they will cover and what they won't cover as it relates to this president. But the fact is, Joe Biden, I mean, you know, he can't handle the fire like that. You know, that Joe Rogan, the podcaster, asked us to do a 4-hour debate. And I thought, when the president said, yeah, I'll do it, I thought to myself, yeah, Joe Biden can't last 4 minutes. He can't be up there 4 hours, not without someone handing him all of his answers, like we've seen happen so many times on camera. So the president's ready, willing, and able to talk to reporters anytime, anywhere, regardless of their obvious bias.
Yeah, I didn't care for Joe Biden in that town hall saying that the president said that the U.S. war dead were suckers and losers. I mean, he's saying that he said it when, what, you got four people anonymously saying it and 16 saying, I was there, it didn't happen, on record. I mean, you got to quit peddling that, because that's a flat-out lie. I was so upset when I heard him say it last night.
I was with him in Paris. I mean, those are just reprehensible, disgusting, grotesque lies. I was with him there in Paris. He never said that. In fact, he wouldn't even think that kind of a vile thought, because he reveres the brave men and women of the military so much. And for these cowards to sit back in the shadows and launch these attacks against this president, they won't put their name to them because they know they're false. And for the media to put the morale of the military at risk just to run a story so it hurts the president to try and get back political power is absolutely ridiculous. And they should be called to the mat for it. Thankfully, myself, Sarah Sanders, others who were there, even John Bolton, who doesn't like the president, wrote an attack book on the president, said, he never said that, I was there in the room. So, for them to say it as fact and for the media just to keep pushing it is ridiculous. And allowing Joe Biden to get away with it is just stupid.
About 30 seconds left. What do you want Minnesotans to know? What do you want folks in Bemidji to know about the president and where this race is at 47 days away?
Well, look, it's important that elections are about choices. And when you go take a look back, this Joe Biden has been in office for half of a century, for 5 decades, and has done nothing. He's now telling you, I'm going to start doing it, you know, right now is when he's going to start working for you. This president took this country to new highs. He rebuilt the military. He defeated ISIS. He killed the world's worst terrorists, and he gave jobs to those in this country who've been forgotten for decades, African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-Americans, women employed at record numbers. This president has done it before. He's doing it again. He'll do it for the next 4 years so that our families are safe, so that our jobs are safe, and so that our American way of life is safe.
All right, Hogan, great talking to you. We look forward to tonight. Bill, you want to say goodbye?
Hey, Hogan, one thing. If you get a hold of Air Force One, we have a car dealership right on the end of the runway that arranged the cars welcoming
building
President.
Stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Trump administration's announced it will block new downloads and updates of the popular video sharing app TikTok effective this Sunday, saying the Chinese-owned app creates unacceptable risks to national security. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross saying things could change for U.S. users of TikTok if its ownership was to change under a deadline.
But the basic TikTok will stay intact until November 12th. If there's not a deal by November 12th under the provisions of the old order, then TikTok also would be, for all practical purposes, shut down.
The U.S. will also ban Chinese-owned messaging and payment app WeChat effective Sunday. Ross says the moves will combat malicious collection of American citizens' personal data by China. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back in Bemidji, counting down to the president's arrival in Bemidji at the Bemidji Airport. If you are coming into Bemidji for the event, they are staging the vehicles at the Sanford Hospital. So just, you know, most signs coming into town show you where the hospital is. Just go to the hospital. You'll see the folks directing you where to go. They load up a bus, several of them obviously, and shuttle folks to the actual airport for the event. So that's how it works. So if you're, where do I go? What do I do? Go to the hospital, park, hop on the bus, and get there. And I don't know that there's any food for sale out there. Is there, Bill? Bill would know. Mr. Bemidji himself, Bill Batchelor.
Yep, there's plenty of portable potties, and there's food vendors,
Okay. Lots
of them.
Good.
And there's seating.
They're going to do okay today. We have some more folks joining us at Bemidji Woolen Mills today. We're going to meet. Just excited to meet a whole host of new friends here today. Brought to you in part by our friends at DAC Diesel. So if you have anything diesel, tractor, truck, semi, whatever, if it's diesel, the folks at DAC Diesel should be your go-to source for repair and maintenance. That's all they do. CJ actually grew up fixing diesel in his family, and it's all he's ever known. That's what he does. And now this shop, because of the vast What's On Your Mind audience, has grown and grown and grown and grown. So much so, CJ doesn't have time to call into the show anymore. He says, Scott, you just tell him about me, because I'm too darn busy making sure we get everybody taken care of here. And they just take very good care of you. Trust me on this one thing. DACDiesel.com, or call them at 701-258-5011. A fine host I have today in Bill Batchelder. Bill is the proprietor of the 100-year-old this year, Bemidji Woolen Mills. Such a great institution. Do me a quick little commercial before we talk with some guests here. What is Bemidji Woolen Mills? I think of it as great clothing, but you have much more. So tell folks what you have in the store here.
Bemidji Woolen Mills has been serving, warming the world through 4 generations and 100 years. We sell wool, buffalo plaid, Paul Bunyan jack shirts. We sell wigwam socks made in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. We sell Red Wing work boots made by union workers in Red Wing, Minnesota. We sell Pendleton blankets made in Washougal, Washington. Not everything in our shop is made in America, but I have dedicated my life in honor of my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and my father at a young age of 92, that I told him, if I can buy American, I buy American first.
Fantastic. That is great. And you had a whole bunch of folks in here today. It's been so fun to meet so many of them. We're going to talk to a couple more on the air, including this prince of a guy right here. Tell me about him.
All I can tell you about Bemidji is we have many, many outstanding individuals, and there's a lot of great people. George Prince is amongst the greatest, and he's joined here today with his mother, Cameron, and his father, Doug. And George has got a life story that is impeccable, And we could all be so proud to come from humbled roots and now running a major international corporation in Bemidji, and now running for mayor of Bemidji. It is my great honor to introduce George Prince.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for making some time for me on the show today.
Of course, absolutely. And I've heard a fair amount of frustration in my time around Bemidji about the current leadership. So I know that there are many people that are yearning for a leader. Tell me why you decided to do this.
Well, I ran for mayor of this town back in 2014 and lost a really close election. And, you know, I've been here for 40 years, and I see some of the troubles that we have continued to struggle with as a city for many, many years. We've had high unemployment. We've had a lot of poverty. We've had lack of opportunity and those related things. And we have so many talented, hardworking, creative, smart people in our community. And I just want to see them get more opportunities. I want to see them, you know, take that next step to a better life. And so when, you know, I had the opportunity to run again this year, I just felt it was time. Talked to a lot of citizens groups. They're looking for change. They're looking for new leadership. And I felt it was the right time to step up.
Tell me about, Bill mentioned the company you lead. Tell me about what you do.
Well, I'm a partner in a number of firms, but the one that Bill is talking about is called LaValle Industries. We're a manufacturer of heavy equipment attachments that mount on excavators. So we handle pipe and poles and those kinds of things, I-beams, et cetera. And all of our products are made here in Bemidji, and they're shipped all over the world. So we sell product to Australia, to Europe, to Canada, to South America. And for us, it's just an honor to be able to do that out of Bemidji and not just be an international group, but a group that provides jobs and opportunities with careers for people here in Bemidji.
Tell me a little bit about how the manufacturing world has changed from pre-Donald Trump to Donald Trump and what concerns you about this election.
Well, for me, you know, obviously being able to see a president stand up and fight for fair international trade has been an important thing for us. And, you know, with so much of commerce moving to China and those kinds of things, it's been a challenge. And for us, we're very pro-U.S. as far as building our products, so we try to source as many components as we can from the United States. So just having an opportunity to play on a fair level playing field is something that's important to us, and we appreciate President Trump's efforts on that front.
Very interesting. Well, I hope the citizens of Bemidji are smart enough to put this good man to work.
It's amazing. George, thank you for stepping forward. Thank you for your personal sacrifice running for a public office. It's never easy, but you will make Bemidji proud.
I appreciate that, Bill. And for everybody that's coming into town, welcome to Bemidji. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're going to participate in our community. Treat each other well and be safe out there.
Amen.
Thanks, George. Appreciate that. George Prince running for mayor. He even has Paul Bunyan and Babe right there on his signs, on his campaign signs. I love that. Look at that little lights. That's absolutely beautiful. All right. Let's see. Mark is next, right? And Mark has some beautiful artwork here we need to talk about. There must be a story behind that. Bill, introduce Mark to us.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mark Harlow for many, many years. We've carried his products in Bemidji Woolen Mills. A truly, truly one of Minnesota's finest photographers. And Mark has prepared a beautiful print with one of his most famous eagle photography and a flag that flies proudly over Nisswa, Minnesota, and a Constitution of the United States. And it's called The Guardian. Made exclusively for President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Thank you for your selfless service, patriotism, and dedication to the working class. First U.S. President in history to visit Bemidji, Minnesota. From your northern Minnesota friends on this day, September 18th, 2020, Great America Comeback Tour. It is my honor to introduce Mark Harlow. Mark, tell us a little bit about what you do, whatever you'd like to talk about.
Well, good morning, everyone, and first and foremost to all of our veterans and servicemen and women around the world, thank you for your service. We're grateful. I was honored to do this project with Bill, this custom print for President Trump. The Guardian Eagle is one of my favorite of all times.
Is that your picture?
Yeah, I took that photo.
You took that photo.
Tell a little.
This
bit,
is impossible to explain on the radio, but it's an eagle coming right at you.
Yeah, Yep. It was taken early on in my restart of my photo career. I hadn't shot nature and wildlife for 22 years. Got back into it in 04, and then the rest is history. But that eagle at that time, there weren't many eagles around, and I sat that bird out about 5.5-6 hours before. Fortunately, she came right at me in a snowstorm. So on the original shot, that image, the eagle is outlined with the flag in the backdrop. But the original shot, you can see snow coming down around her, and it's just really, really stunning.
Phenomenal. Image. And the flag behind, and that's a photo, too?
Correct. I took that photo up in Nisswa. They have a monster, about a 30-foot flag right there in Nisswa, and I had to wait for the right wind, the right light to image that. So that was photographed, and I hand-outlined all the hardware around the flag, hand-outlined the eagle, and retypeset the Constitution, first two articles. Photographed an old mat I'd been hanging on to for about 15 years with this old school antique look in it.
It's sharp, folks. You got to see it. It's so hard to describe this.
I'll post it on my Facebook page by this evening.
Can you buy them there?
Well, unfortunately, my website's down. The timing of this, all this couldn't be worse.
But if we can find you on Facebook, we at least can connect with you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can connect me and send out a friend request because I have it locked down pretty tight. But
are you going to get this to Donald Trump?
I will post that.
Can you handle that, Bill? That assignment, you can hand him a copy?
I promised Mark some way, somehow, this will be at the Presidential Museum, at President Donald Trump's Presidential Museum. I'm not sure if we can get it to him today.
Sure.
But now I'm working the back door with you, Scott, and Hogan Gidley in the White House.
Yeah.
Since you got a direct line to the White House, we'll send this to Hogan Gidley, and
there we
Hogan
go.
Will get it to the right people.
Mark Harlow, beautifully done. Find him on Facebook and get one of these when the website gets up. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. God bless America.
We saved the best for last today, didn't we? Because we have a real live hero among us. Introduce our next guest here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got Gary, go ahead and put the headphones on. It's going to be much easier to hear.
Sure. You're going to introduce Gary for us? Bill?
Okay, yep. Am I on?
You are, sir.
Okay, Scott. Man, Scott, I tell you, what an incredible day. My heart's pumping, and American is waving great. And here we are on a national day celebrating POWs and MIAs that gave selfishly of their service for our country, many that will never come home. But we've got Gary with us today. Gary, God bless you. Thank you for your service. You pronounce your last name because I'm having a tough time with it. And you're talking to all of the folks across North Dakota.
Well, my name is Gary Guggenberger. It's break it down in syllables. It's pretty easy.
There you go. Exactly right. Not as easy as defending this great country, and you found that out firsthand. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, I went to Vietnam in June, end of June of 68, and I was in transportation in the Army. I was stationed down in Long Binh, South Vietnam, and January 14th of 69, I got into an ambush. And the rest is history. I spent 4 years in the jungle, kind of chained to a tree. So,
Did it feel like 40 years?
Yeah, it did. I mean, that was...
Every day had to be... I mean, can you go back there rather quickly in your mind when you think about...
Oh, you never, you know, it's always there. That I have good days and bad days.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, it's easy for me. I can talk to people about it. Other days, like today, it's a little more sensitive for me.
Understandable. On POWMIA day.
Hey,
hold that thought, if you would. We'll finish our chat on the other side of the break here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
With the COVID pandemic and talk about vaccine mandates, it's time to ask big questions about your safety and health care rights. Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6 with Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, and DJ Indell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, health freedom, competition, and the truth about vaccines. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th.
The University of Mary is offering a new scholarship, the CARE 19 Scholarship, for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants transferring to the university this fall. Our rural campus is spacious. Instead of auditorium-style classes with hundreds of students, our faculty know students by name. And campus dining is available 24/7. To learn about our plans to restart classes safely on campus this fall, visit umary.edu/prepared.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door-to-door, counting the 150,000-plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers. And save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On your mind, powered by SchwanBuickGMC.com. Over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs. If you're going around thinking, oh, gee, nobody seems to have much of anything. Well, not only over 100 in stock, but Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, the best in the business. Right now, your trade may be worth more than you think, and the lowest finance rates in years are being offered right now. Employee pricing deal, What was going on, too? If you want to twist their arm, tell them you want the Todd Mitchell special. I don't know if that'll work or not. If it's been known to, though, SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind in Bemidji, our final segment, and we are going to start here with a conversation with Preya Samsudar, who is with the Republican National Committee, and tell you everything you need to know for folks that are coming up. We're getting a lot of calls, a lot of questions. Where do I go? What do I do? How does it work? Should I come if I don't have a confirmation? All of those questions. Preya, how are you?
Good, good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for the time today. So what do you want our listeners to know that might be making their way to Bemidji today? What do they need to know?
Absolutely. Well, folks can go online to TrumpVictory.com and register to get their confirmations, make their way up to the area, there are a lot of signs, so folks will be directed right away where they need to go and park. There's a shuttle from the parking, since that is off-site from the airport hangar, and then they will jump into the shuttle. They'll be directed, and then they'll go through all the similar procedures as they normally do for these types of rallies, and then they'll have their opportunity to see President Trump live in Da Vinci.
Now, some people have said, I went in, I put my name in, I put my email in, but I've not gotten a confirmation back. Should they be looking for an email confirmation back?
Absolutely. They usually get an email within about 24 hours before the rally is set to commence, which will kind of give them a rundown of all the things they should expect, things they are allowed to bring, things they aren't allowed to bring in, measures about security, coronavirus measures, obviously. So they do get a confirmation back with those details. Always tell folks, check your spam box, check your junk email, because sometimes those emails do end up in those folders. If they haven't gotten a confirmation, they're more than welcome to try to re-sign up back on TrumpVictory.com and get that confirmation that way as well.
Is there a limit to how many people can get in today?
So we don't normally like to talk about capacity numbers. Obviously, we want to ensure that every single member of the community, every single person in the state who wants to see President Trump has the opportunity to do so. So we always tell folks with every rally that he's done, whether it's here in Minnesota or across the country, make sure that you're getting in line early because it is first come, first served.
All right, so folks, get there. I always tell people, don't doubt. Just get there and get in line and enjoy. A lot of folks having a great time, just like you, excited about the president's visit. Should be fun. He's expected to land about what time?
I know the event does start at 6 p.m., but they don't usually tell us landing times either, just for security reasons. But I do know that this is just such an exciting time for us. I mean, this is the first time that a sitting U.S. president has been to the Bemidji area. So, I mean, this is just obviously not an exciting time only for us 45 days out from Election Day, but it's an exciting time for the community as well because this is their first presidential visit as well.
Brea, thanks so much. We'll see you a little later.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Exciting day today for Bemidji, for Minnesota, for the works. Well, we got a little tight for time at the end of our conversation with Gary. I haven't practiced your last name yet, so you'll have to say it for me again.
Guggenberger.
That's not so hard.
No, I got her down. Guggenberger.
So, and Gary, POWMIA, and how many years? Four, did you say?
I was 4 years in South Vietnam. There was 28 of us that came out alive. Most of them were, of course, were pilots. So not many people heard about the guys that were in the South. We were pretty much... It was a mix. There were some officers and enlisted that were held. And, they chained us to trees. We lived in underground for probably the first quarter of 1970. They let us live up in what we called monkey cages. So that's pretty much how we were held. Well, I made it through a B-52 bombing, TAC air bombing. They spotted our camp and they dropped on us. And so,
do you remember when you realized you were free?
Oh yes, it was quite an experience, really.
Total surprise. You have any idea what was coming?
Or? No, we knew. Even some of the guards. Right at the end, it was interesting. The guards would say TT, and they would go like that. That we were going to be going home. Wow. They let us know. An interesting thing for the audience. When I was captured, I was shot four times, and they took care of my wounds. And so I made it through that, but where we were released, it was a fire base called Loc Ninh in South Vietnam, and it's near the Cambodian border, because they took us in and out of Cambodia, our camps. But they brought us in on a truck, a deuce and a half, and we were on one side of the runway, and the Americans had flat helicopters lined up on the other side.
Wow.
And they...
You know what? We're gonna have to, this is going to tantalize the audience, but they're telling me we got to go.
Oh.
And our time's done, but we're going to continue this conversation on Facebook. Same thing with Bill, so you can get a little tour of Bemidji Woolen Mills. I'll catch up with my buddy Joe Dunn. So follow us on Facebook the rest of the day till the president arrives. God bless.
Oftentimes, bye-bye. Farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yield, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag Upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. See us at Big Iron in the Hartle Building, booths A12 and A29. Sound technology for smarter farming. Intelligent Ag.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.